Oh, the new system's in. You're not selling copies, are you?
Backup to a backup. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. It is 7 o'clock on the button. Our little clock is a little fast, so we can start with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See if I can make this a grown-up chair. I don't know which one.
Mine
is
all the way back.
Well, I'll speak better into the mic. So, we read the Open Public Meetings Act, and we'll get going. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call?
Sure. Councilman Sprouse is absent. Councilman Kaczynowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Slitwick.
Here.
Council President Moy.
Here.
And Mayor Higgins.
Here. Thank you. Well, first item was going to be the Board of Health, but the engineer, for that matter, has not arrived yet. So I guess we'll move on to consent, which, since there's only one consent item, there's no reason to explain it.
I will move the consent agenda.
Second.
Do you have to read it first?
No. Amy seconded.
Maybe.
And all those, oops.
Oh.
Yes,
well,
right.
Yes, okay. Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitwick?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
Yes. And we're now to the first public comment period. Are there any members of the public with a comment? Behave back there. So it's time for reports. Councilman Coach announced.
I did not go to the planning board meeting. Instead, I went to the debate. First one we had in the county for a while. That was well attended.
Yeah?
Yes. It was a standing room only, actually, and it was at the Stengel Factory. It was a big place.
Neat.
When I walked in, I said, what side am I supposed to sit on? And they said, it's not a wedding, so I just stood up in the middle. But it was good. That's the end of my report.
Was it just was it just the sheriffs?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the two sheriffs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad people are out.
Yeah, I think the League of Women Voters is the one who put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And both candidates said yes.
Historic will be next month. North and Borey's Board of Ed, they approved their calendar. I think last time I mentioned that they wanted to switch around the back-to-school nights when freshmen was one and the rest were another night, and they signed on it. I don't know why. I like it. Let's see what else. Cheryl Allen Munley resigned. She's the Califon Tewksbury Township representative, and they posted the vacancy online last week. And their next meeting is November 19th, and of course, the running of the Lions is this Sunday?
Sunday.
This Sunday, in case anybody wants to register last minute.
There's a flash sale on today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I'm going to register to walk this year.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't have 20 minutes.
No, I mixed that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did?
All right. Very good. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Like Tom, I missed the planning board as well. The only item on the agenda was a matter with Exxon that I couldn't vote on, so, and they had a quorum. But basically, it was approving modifications, capacity-related modifications to the Route 31 entrance. Some of the items they put in to accommodate the construction of the recent expansion project would make them pretty upgraded. So, small stuff. I confess I also missed open space with my various skin maladies, but caught up with Rich earlier this week, and it sounds like the deer program is going okay. I do not know the status of our relationships with the butchers, however, but we'll need to handle that later. Okay. Yeah, as far as I know, the program is chugging along. And,
double digits is what I heard.
It counts up to 14.
14?
Really a lot more corn is going to seed as far as we
dropping
the corn.
All right. really it for me. I can't think of anything else major going on.
I had a lengthy report at the last meeting because all my liaison duties occurred prior to that meeting and not since. So all I really have is a reminder for anyone who wants to listen to the audio that Saturday is the Haunted Playground in the Field of Screams. That'll be 2 to 5. I think Councilman Spitlick will be attending, and I'm going to pop in as well.
Must be scary, then.
I know. I'm going to be like a witch hat and stuff. I'm going to, like, go all out.
So
when is that? This Saturday?
Saturday.
My broom. No, I'm serious.
Your family will probably want some photos.
Probably. I have devil horns, too. Which one?
That's really it.
I've got we've got a new art display over in the municipal building. The pictures and drawings and things that are up, ceramics, so it'll be in a week or two there, the ceramics show somewhere else. So but another really fine lot of talented work from our students. I mean, every cycle they get better, I think. Mm. But that's nice. And then we got a new special engineer. I'm meeting with them tomorrow to go over all of our outstanding projects, the road project, parking lots, and the acres and all that, to make sure we don't miss anything, particularly the road grant that we've got to get going.
Yep.
For Stand Out 2, that's ready to go. And then a couple others, to make sure we don't miss anything.
And we're still thinking we'll start Stanton Mountain 2 this year?
I'm waiting for the guy to give me a date. You're going to start. You've got to calculate how long it takes, and it'll squeeze it in.
Yeah,
that should be done this year.
Good.
Can you have a bid? Should we authorize it?
It's through state contract or a co-op.
We already had the bid. We didn't.
It's
through co-op.
It's through co-op.
Because we're going to do mill and pay for that, but we're going to do the drainage for us. And if it's through the co-op, it'd be,
not a bid, but should be an authorization for council.
Yes, we should have a resolution for the and a purchase order done prior to. Yes.
We ought to get that information. Okay. And were you going to talk about these best practices?
Oh, yeah. You have to vote on the best practice. You have them.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think you have to vote. You just have to
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it's all legit. There's nothing in there. And again, the questions are answered basically.
It seems I perused it briefly since we got it just the other day, but it didn't fit. A lot of it seemed to be geared toward not just big cities, but stuff like, are you doing this? More like an information gathering.
Working on
exercise.
We can all work on it. I thought we did it last time. Anyway, you still can approve that or inform you.
Just talk about it.
I think remember, help me sort of put it in a frame of reference. Where did that inquiry come from? I just simply can't remember.
Oh, that's an annual.
Oh, it is. Okay.
The best practices is an annual. There's a certain number of points you have to.
Right.
Basically, you're certifying that you're doing enough things properly to warrant getting the monies from the state. You don't get the right.
Lori sat down with both of us
and
answered the question.
It comes out of DCA or local government services. Yeah. Okay, that's the part I wasn't quite sure from whence it came. It seemed pretty prosaic. Nothing surprising to think.
It's gotten longer.
That's for sure. From reading it, it looks like we fit it ourselves reasonably well.
Oh, yeah, we can think.
Anything we need to address?
Okay. Let's see. Our friends from out east are back trying to steal our cars again at night. So make sure you lock your doors. It happened again the other night. We almost caught them, but they got away.
What kind of car was it?
What area?
Studer Road.
BMW or Mercedes, probably?
I don't know what the kind of car, but they were in a Maserati. It was stolen. So
wait, they pulled up in a Maserati?
They were in somebody's driveway. They saw them on camera. Joe was coming up West Street, and he saw them coming down West Street, and he spotlighted them because he thought it was the car, and then they took off, and he tried to chase them, and they were gone. I think they found the course abandoned somewhere.
Maserati
in Newark.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, they come out every so often. So just lock them. Tell them, if you can pass the word, lock, because they go in, they get the key fobs, and they wind up starting your car, and they steal it.
Or they target the car where the wife, Mrs. Kochanowski, leaves the keys in the car, and you just hit the button.
Yeah, exactly. There's two different factions.
I put
some
that on record just so
steal
I can.
Stuff in your car.
Make her listen.
We're
to
going
it.
To Tom's house. Tonight.
What's your address? Where do you live?
Yeah, I'll make sure I wear my gloves.
I know her better than him, don't you?
Yeah, so just pass the word if you could. We put it on our website and Instagram and stuff like that. Has anybody looked at our Instagram? And our
I don't have. I have to do it. My wife does.
I see you on Facebook all over.
Yeah. It's pretty neat, actually. Yeah, I don't. I just. I actually had to go on it just so I could see what's going on. I think it's good. Harry was just telling me today you got approved again for the alcohol education enforcement, $16,200, which we are getting reimbursed for last year's $16,200. Real soon we should be getting a check for that. Other than that, Jess and I are working on some fixing some policies. We're almost done, actually, with that one. A couple more corrections. Other than that, I'm good.
Just before we, you know, we can cover it in resolutions, but I think when you have time, it would be good to get a picture of what our vehicular fleet looks like. How many?
It's already in the process.
Okay. Get an inventory from everybody.
Yeah. If I could suggest, and I've suggested it before to Jay, is they need to get a program up there basically to know, okay, say it's Fort Car 11 for the year 2019, how much we spent on it. They should be putting it in there. I can't fill that section out because I have no idea. Yeah. But I know
it's all they want for all the vehicles over the department. You don't know how many times you send it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're pretty good on the patrol cars. We're hurting on admin cars, which two of them were seized vehicles from offenses, and they're just, you know, horrible. So that's why.
The one SUV that's dead?
Yeah.
They talk to you?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah, I don't know.
Just 1,000 miles over warranty.
That sounds like a computer issue, I think.
Well, yeah. So it just stops. That's real big. So it's up at the dealer, and they're going to run some computer tests. That's a bad thing. I had it happen to my daughter's car years ago, and they can't figure it out. Got to get rid of it. And that's, I think, where we're headed, unless they can find it. But I bet money up. Gremlin in the system. So, you can't have a police car go.
They were 1,000 miles over.
Yeah, 1,000 miles over.
The problem is we were down on cars, and there were two people driving that car. They put a lot of miles on them. So I think let's keep our fingers crossed on that one.
I wonder if it's a loose connection somewhere. They should
The computer didn't pick up on anything, but we'll know hopefully tomorrow, right, Jeff?
Yep.
So.
Thank you. Here we are. It wasn't long. All right, so we're up to resolutions. The first item is approving a contract for computer support services. And hourly rate of the gentleman is $100 for the individual. It's $145, and a not to exceed is $17. You know, I did read again, and gosh, I'm trying to remember the details. Another small entity, a government-related entity, was held up for ransom again, locally in the state of New Jersey. So we really ought to take a good look.
It's part of their
good. Okay. Enough said. Any discussion or questions, concerns?
I have none.
But I have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Sletler?
Yes.
Council
Here.
President Morais?
Yes.
I'll
vote here.
Oh, I follow suit.
Yeah, you got to say yes.
Yeah, if you say here, that counts as an abstention, technically.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he already said yes.
Already said all right, in that case, I'll say yes.
You two said yes.
All right. Okay, we're up to authorizing the purchase of a fleet vehicle for the police department under state contract number 19, fleet 00953. Open paren, T0099, close paren. $17,235 and $31, excuse me. And we have the sheet for it, so the numbers all look like they're in order.
And we've got money in DEA left over after you've purchased.
Yes, approximately $35,000. But we're going to wind up having discarding it.
One step at a time. One step at a time.
Yeah, we have money. And we got money, not to say that we're not looking to, you know, count on money that's not there yet, but I go over the account with DJ, who's down there. There's a lot of money in the hopper that's coming. It's just the federal government takes their old sweet time. And we got one that's a couple hundred thousand we're supposed to get. So it could come any day. But it's been there for years. But just waiting whenever they approve it. So.
And replacing it, you said the vehicles were either seized vehicles or
things? Yeah, they're, we haven't purchased probably an admin car in 10 years. So I've been retooling the old patrol cars, which got over 115,000 miles on them. But even they're just, you know, not safe. So this is a good deal on a, you know, just an admin car for Larry. He comes, gets called out the most. He needs a reliable car.
Is there any, does it come preloaded, or are you going to have
No, I just told him, you know, he's not stopping anybody in the car. It's just an admin car. Bring your portable radio with you. You don't need to spend any more money.
Good. Yeah.
So.
Kind of like a microwave car.
Yeah. Observe and report, that's all.
Any more discussion?
No.
In that case, I have a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Oh, I'll second.
Councilman Katsunowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Flintwick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. Next item is authorizing the purchase of asphalt with the state contract 45-17. The not to exceed on that is not stated, but the contract amount is $35,000. And I see that we're doing some asphalt work on Hermantown.
That's part of it, yeah. Yeah, the amount's there was another road I thought that they were going to do themselves, DPW, and I thought that was going to be used. Is that right? Yeah.
And they're doing
we got that machine. We could do a lot more work.
Right.
Well, you're doing a lot of the surveys and things, too, you know, the erosion around there.
Is that a result of just water running in there, or was it poorly installed, the sewer basins?
Poorly installed.
Okay.
Yeah, they should do.
They're pretty ubiquitous out and around. So, you know, if you, I would think once the seal between the grate and the pavement is broached, then sooner or later it's going to wash whatever the lines are in there. You know, if you're using DGA or something.
Well, not well inspected.
So.
Well, this is a continuation of the efforts we've undertaken to bring some more work in-house, mm-hmm. get more work done, keep up on the roads better and more cost-effective.
Yeah. So. Follow on to the hot box and the small road. So.
The recycle. Can we get that up?
Mm-hmm.
You find the money, that would be awesome. And all the millings we'd be doing is we have all the material and sure we move in there and we're done. One stop shop.
All right. Well, any more discussion or should I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Councilman Katsunowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Flintwick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. Another item for the police department, authorizing the purchase of hardware, software, and maintenance for e-ticket printers from state contract number 75583 at a not-to-exceed price of $16,000. Is it for one call, Tom?
No, that is for all our ticketing system in the car. So all our tickets are, we print them,
mm-hmm.
and our tow forms are printed. That's the maintenance on the printers. That's for the maintenance on the service.
Okay.
And every car has one. It's faster, more efficient than writing a ticket out.
Is it an annual expense?
Yes. They bill us quarterly. Tracy was telling me, too. That's why we kind of got a little messed up on that. So it's
okay. So it's not new equipment. I mean, it's hardware.
Yeah, and I think we did for the two new cars. We had to get one new printer for it. So because the printer was shot. So.
Any questions or no? In that case, could I have a motion? I'll make the motion.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlich?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Yes. And next item up would be paying the bills, $2.619 million.
Payment to the, includes a payment to the school.
Right.
The majority of that. So.
Yeah.
I ran through all of it. And it was, oh.
Like, oh, sure. There's not much left over for us.
I will move to pay the bills.
A second.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlich?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Yes. We're up to the second public comment here. Are there any comments from the public?
Don't everybody rush up at once.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look left and hope my esteemed colleague makes a motion.
I'll make a motion that we end the meeting.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Here.
Opposed or abstaining? Nobody heard. This is what you mean.
That was quick.
That's what you report here?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really true.
I don't know.